options, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Healing the Grieving Heart with host mother-daughter team Dr. Gloria Call Horsley, marriage and family therapist, and Dr. Heidi Horsley, both experts in the area of grief and loss. Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi dedicate this show to their deceased son and sibling, Scott, and to all of the parents and other family members who have lost loved ones before their time. Each week, Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi and their guests will share stories of loss, hope, and renewal.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gloria Horsley with my co-host,
Dr. Heidi Horsley.
Each week we welcome you to Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who've suffered the loss of a child or a sibling. Well, Heidi, it's very exciting this morning because this is our first time that we're going on land radio as well as the Internet.
Yes, it is very exciting.
So we want to tell all of you folks that if you want to find out what stations are on, that we are on land radio and how to get us on the Internet, you can go to healingthegrievingheart.org. And that's our website. And we also, you can download the show on iPod. And our show is archived there as well as the Compassionate Friends website so that you can look at it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can hear our show. And we're live today, so if you want to call in, please feel free. Our number is 866. It's a toll-free number, 472-5792, with questions or comments regarding the losses in your life. Well, Heidi, we wanted to start out the show today by talking about our emails.
Okay.
And just to let you know, we love to get your emails, and we're happy to talk about issues that you might have with the losses in your life on email. So please feel free to email us again through our website, healingthegrievingheart.org. And also, if you go to our website, we have a quote of the week from one of our guests. So our first email is from Jamie, and we also love you to give us where you're located. I'm not sure where Jamie is, but anyway, your show is one of my lifelines since May 23rd, 2006, when my 21-year-old daughter passed away suddenly. It reassures me, helps me sleep, and teaches me. Thank you. I'll write again, but for now, there is a show making sense of synchronicity with Dr. David Murrell, with guest David Murrell, who is a well-known author, she can't get his link. So we got that fixed for you, Jamie, just to let you know. But we are so happy to hear that the show is reassuring you, helping you sleep, and teaching you. Isn't that amazing, Heidi, to get an email like that from
Absolutely.
Jamie?
Absolutely, and I wanted to reiterate that again and just say, as my mom has pointed out, the emails are so important because it links our audience with us, and it lets us know and gives us information about what's been helpful, what's been healing, and what you'd like more of. So keep the emails coming and keep giving us feedback. It's very appreciated.
Yes, it is. And we have a second email. This is a Joan from Walnut Creek, and she says, Dear Dr. Horsley, I was recently given a copy of your demonstration CD. By the way, we have a demo CD. Four of our guests have been on. Heidi and I are on one of the segments. They're 7-minute segments, and it's a free CD. If you'll email us through our website, we would be glad to send you one. But this is from Joan again from Walnut Creek, and she said, my married daughter died of a brain tumor 5 years ago. I found your guests on your CD to be very helpful. However, strangely enough, I was most moved by your discussion of the sibling loss, and that's Heidi and I discussed that from one of our shows. My brother died in an auto accident 20 years ago, and as a 16-year-old sibling, I received no support. I was very moved to hear what Heidi had to say as a bereaved sibling. Thank you for giving siblings a voice. Joan from Walnut Creek. Well, thank you, Joan. What a great email. Again, it's so great to get that information.
Absolutely, and I think Joan is really going to enjoy this show today because I know that Carrie and Lauren are going to have a lot of valuable information for siblings out there and for what we experience as siblings, being unacknowledged and overlooked oftentimes and feeling like we need to be strong for our parents and we need to help our parents get through the loss and sometimes putting ours on the back burner.
Yeah, and oftentimes having friends and workers who worked with parents or whatever say, well, how are your parents doing?
Well, I remember after Scott died, we got thousands of cards. I'll
Huge.
Never forget it. And my parents did. I got one card, and it was I'll never forget it. It was from someone I haven't spoken to in years. Her name is Bridget Finnerty, and her brother's name was Scott also. And they gave me this card, and it meant so much to me. And I remember keeping it and looking at it all the time because it was the only card I received.
Isn't that incredible? And we had, like, bags and bags and bags full of cards. It was unbelievable. Well, Hyde, I'm excited about our show today, particularly since we got this note from Joan from Walnut Creek about siblings. And may I say, I am so pleased that you're my co-host on the show because it's so important to get that sibling voice along with the parent.
Thanks, Mom. I love working with you, too.
Okay, Hyde, would you like to introduce our guest today?
I'd love to. Okay. Our topic today is The World Lost a Hero, We Lost Our Brother, Sibling Survivors of September 11th. And our guests are Lauren and Carrie Kiefer. Lauren and Carrie Kiefer's brother, firefighter Michael Vernon Kiefer, died at the age of 25 in the September 11th World Trade Center attacks. Michael was the big brother everyone wanted. He always watched out for his sisters, and was there when they needed him. Michael wanted to be a New York City fireman as long as anyone can remember. He was dedicated, motivated, and eager to be the best at everything he did. It was this determination that made Michael not just one of New York's bravest and a hero, but the best big brother any sister could ever ask for. Welcome to the show, Lauren and Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's so great to have you on, Lauren and Carrie, and I'm excited about the show today. And may I first of all start the show by saying to you, I am so sorry about your loss of your sibling.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, just reading that as a brief sibling gave me chills.
Yeah, and gave me tears in my eyes also.
Uh-huh. Well, can we just start off, Heidi, by saying when you were talking about the cards, that's one, you got one more card.
Now we're talking to Carrie speaking now, just
yeah,
for our audience,
Carrie.
Right? Okay.
That's one more card than we received.
So. Wow, so you guys received nothing?
Nothing.
That's amazing, given all the support that 9/11 families got from the world. That is very interesting.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting, Heidi, that you got one? I mean,
right.
It's just incredible. I'm sure Lauren and Carrie, like me, your parents received bags and bags of cards.
Yep.
And what did you do with all those cards? Did you help them write notes or, you know, that was a big question.
We did save them all. I think, you know, we just kept them in, like, a big container and we just saved them. Mm-hmm. We didn't really do anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents wrote back to as many people as they could after a while. It just got so overwhelming with
exactly
the amount that they received.
Now, this is Lauren, right?
Yes.
Okay. Your voices are a little bit alike, so during the show, I'm going to keep saying Lauren and Carrie. So wonderful to have two of you on to give those two sibling points of view. Well, could you tell us about the day from each of your point of view and say, this is Carrie or this is Lauren, and tell us where you were and what happened and about losing your brother?
Sure. This is Carrie.
And by the way, I'm going to have to break in a little bit because we are going to have to go to break. And we might want to, let's wait on this until we, well, we've got 2 minutes. Okay, go ahead. You start, and then
okay.
I might interrupt you for break. Okay.
Okay, this is Carrie. And I was actually attending a college course at Nassau Community College. It was a math course. And I remember that the professor started off, we had about 20 minutes, and then 20 minutes into the class, he got called in by the head of the math department and was told that, you know, the Twin Towers were hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when he told the class what had happened, one of the girls in my class had passed out because her father worked there. But when he told me, it just never dawned on me. You know, I knew my father worked in the city, but I didn't think how close he was.
Now, your dad's a firefighter, too?
No, my dad just worked.
Oh, just worked there. Okay.
Yeah. And it didn't dawn on me that anything had happened to my brother because I didn't realize how close Brooklyn was to Manhattan. So it didn't really affect me, you know, and I left school and I was upset about what had happened for other people, but, you know, I just went along with my day as if nothing, had happened to my family. And as the day went on, Lauren had called me and said, you know, did you hear what happened? Have you heard from Daddy? We were more concerned about my father because he only worked a block away from the Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we never in a million years thought my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then as the day went on, it just became more and more of a nightmare because then we didn't hear from my brother. And, you know, finally, thank God, my father came home. And so that was basically it. And then the nightmare just unfolded as the night went on.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's time for us to come on break now, and we just heard Carrie Kiefer's story about her brother being killed about hearing, or we haven't really heard about it, but about the experience around her brother who was lost in the World Trade Center. And we're coming up on break. I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley. Please stay tuned to hear more about sibling loss and losing a brother in 9/11. And when we come back from break, we'll hear from Lauren Kiefer. Please join our show by calling our toll-free number, 1-866-472-5792. If you'd like to email us about this or upcoming shows, you can reach Heidi or me through our website, healingthegrievingheart.org. These shows are archived on our website as well as the Compassionate Friends website. Please stay tuned for more.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Dr. Gloria Horsley. LibraryofLife.org is a proud sponsor of Healing the Grieving Heart. An everlasting memorial website created at LibraryofLife.org is a permanent place to cherish and share your loved one's life through photographs, personal stories, poems, music, video, and heartfelt reflections. LibraryofLife.org helps thousands of families connect to a community of people who are dealing with a similar loss. I, too, have created a beautiful website for my son, Scott, and know that the process is simple and can be tremendously healing. Visit LibraryofLife.org today to find out more.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. You know me for Chicken Soup for the Soul, the 1-Minute Millionaire, and Cracking the Millionaire Code. And what I want you to know is that if you want to have rip-roaringly good health, listen to Health Crusades by my friend John Farley.
Tune in to Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of sitting around while life passes you by? You can get back on track by tuning in to Voice America Health and Wellness every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Attracting Abundance is the program that empowers you to finally break through your limiting beliefs and blocks and shows you how to succeed in all areas of your life, from improved financial abundance, health and weight problems, as well as your relationships. Don't wait another week to be joyful. Listen to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look, this Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you want to live a more productive life in spite of your pain? Pain is something that has happened to you. This is not who you are. Tune in to Pain Tamers, time to control your pain. Become your own best advocate. Become informed, equipped, and empowered to fight chronic pain together with Pain Tamers, time to control your pain, with host Helen Dearman, every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Your life, your health, your network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffer the loss of a loved one.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I am your co-host, Dr. Heidi, with my mom and host, Dr. Gloria. Our topic today is The World Lost a Hero, We Lost Our Brother, Sibling Survivors of September 11th. And our guests are Lauren and Carrie Kiefer. Lauren and Carrie's brother, firefighter Michael Vernon Kiefer, was murdered at the age of 25 in the September 11th World Trade Center attacks. Michael was dedicated, motivated, and eager to be the best at everything he did. It was this determination that made Michael not just one of New York's bravest, but the best big brother any sister could ever ask for. Welcome back to the show, Carrie, Lauren, and Gloria.
Thanks, Hyde. Well, when we went to break, what a great thing it is to have two siblings on it with Heidi, makes it three, to hear that sibling voice of the losses that we have in our life. And we just heard from Carrie Kiefer talking about her brother's death in the World Trade Center. And I said after we came back from break, we wanted to hear from Lauren and hear her story.
This is Lauren. My story is very similar to Carrie's. I was also in class when I found out that...
Now, were you in college?
Yes.
Okay.
When the World Trade Center had been hit. And like Carrie, I didn't think of Michael right away. I thought of my father, who worked only a block away. And I tried to call his office, and I couldn't get in touch with him. And for some reason, I don't know what made me do this, but I went to my mom's job. She works in an elementary school, and I went there, and I saw her, and when I walked into her office, she immediately said to me, "What do you know?" She had already been crying, and she hadn't heard anything about Michael or about my dad. She had, I guess, a mother instinct that something was wrong, and she then asked me to go home and check the answering machines to see if anybody had called, and but she asked me to stop it at church first and light a candle, which I did. And then I came home, and my grandfather told me that he heard from my father and that he was going to call when he could get a train in or when he needed to be picked up or something. And then I called my sister, and I couldn't get in touch with her at first. But and then I didn't know the number to Michael's firehouse to call, but I still didn't even really, you know, think about him and until I picked up my dad at the train station, and he got in the car, and he first asked me, you know, "Did you hear from Michael?" And I said, "Michael's in Brooklyn. He's fine." And like Carrie, I didn't realize how close Michael's firehouse in Brooklyn was to the Trade Center. They got there in, I believe, like 9 minutes.
Mm.
Wow.
And the Brooklyn, isn't that the firehouse that you go to and then you graduate to New York if you're a fireman?
No.
No?
So.
Oh, I thought you
said that. They don't have that.
Okay, but Brooklyn is one of the, I know, important firehouses there. So in 9 minutes, he was over there. And then where were you as a family when you found out?
We were home in the house. Another fireman came, I believe it was maybe around 3:30 in the morning, and he had come and said that that Michael's company had been in the towers. And I actually wasn't in the house when he told my family. I saw his car turn down the block, and I knew that he came for a reason, and I knew the reason that he was there, but I just didn't want to hear it because I honestly thought that when he told my parents that Michael was in there, that I thought that I was going to lose my parents. I thought they were going to have a heart attack and die right there from the shock of everything, and so I didn't want to be in there when he said it, but I know Carrie was in there when he told my parents the news.
Mm-hmm. So you weren't there, Lauren, right?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
So you knew on September 11th or 12th that he had died.
Yeah. Well, just to interrupt also, this is Carrie, on September 11th, that morning, Michael wasn't supposed to be at work. He had worked the night tour on the 10th and was supposed to be coming home that morning. So another part of, you know, of all of us was thinking, well, he's not at work, you know. But we also know that even if he didn't go to the Trade Center with work, we knew that, you know, by all means he'd try and make his way in there on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we didn't know really what had went on as far as, you know, did he go in there with his company? Did he just try and get in there alone, you know? So that was also another question that we had.
And really believing that he was dead, you knew he was in there, but you still didn't know for sure, did you?
No, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. So the unknown.
Yeah, and that was, you know, that did make it harder at first, but it also was, you know, I'd rather go back to that day not knowing, you know, than to now have it be confirmed, you know?
Right.
Right. It can kind of let you go into that realization slowly. You know, and also I was struck by what you said, Lauren, about how, and I think it really is true of siblings, how we're really worried about our parents and how they're going to react. And like you said, am I going to lose my parents physically now because they could have a heart attack?
Yeah, right.
And it's so scary. You've lost your brother, and what's going to happen to your parents now?
Right.
Yeah, and you've often said, Heidi, that you do lose the parents you knew.
Oh,
absolutely, yes. And I think Lauren brought that up in class. She spoke to my class, my grief and loss class at Columbia, and I think brought that up too. How it's a double loss oftentimes, right? We lose the parents we once knew because now we have grieving parents.
Right. Except that my parents are dead, you know, nothing is the same. without Michael. So, mm-hmm. and, you know, and especially your parents, and it's a loss all around. You know, it's not just the loss of Michael, it's the loss of everything else. You know, you lose your childhood, you know, part of your childhood that you had when you were with him. You lose, you know, part of your future because of all the things that you planned on doing with him, and, you know.
It's a whole new life. It's like your body was just put into a whole new life with the same people. Just now it's a different situation.
It's like you're in a foreign country now, and you were just dropped there, and now you have to learn to, you know, accommodate and, you know, make yourself adapt to this new world and this new way of life, and it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you lose the family you once knew, like you said, and that family is completely different now. It's like the new normal that they're talking about, and you have
right.
to figure out, okay, how do we go on and have this completely different family now? What is that going to look like, and how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, we're talking about the personal level, being that this was a national event, do you think that that's affected your grief as siblings?
I do. This is Carrie. I do. Just because, you know, you may be having somewhat of a good day, you
mm-hmm.
know, what's considered a good day, and, you know, somehow, in some way, there's something on the TV about 9/11, or there's something in the paper, or, you just come across someone you haven't seen, and, you know, they bring it up, and not even my brother, you know, because I love to talk about my brother. Anybody, you know, when I meet people or someone I haven't seen in a while, it's almost like they're standoffish, and they don't want to ask about, you know, Michael, and I could talk about him for hours, but it's just the fact of 9/11 and, you know, what happened that day, and, you know, that seems to keep always coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I just kind of was talking to Carrie about this the other day, that I feel sometimes almost that, and as much as I do, I would do anything for my brother and I would talk about him all the time, but sometimes I just feel like I could have maybe 5 minutes of being normal where I didn't have to, you know, think about that day or think about it, because it's always in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went on a cruise a few years ago, and about two years ago, and I thought about Michael. I thought about him, certain things I would see would make me think about him, but mm-hmm. it was such like a calm week because we weren't in New York, so
right.
it's not in your face like it is all the time here, so it just kind of felt...
Well, early on, that yearning and searching, too, did you, you know, look for him in crowds and things like that?
Right.
I remember having a stiff neck from looking.
Yes.
Yeah, did you think you saw him at all? I remember thinking I saw Scott sometimes, which is crazy because there was no way I could have seen him.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And we also would make up stories, you know, of things that we, you know, were like, well, maybe he just, you know, maybe he was down there and got hit and had, you know, like some
amnesia.
Sort of like... Yeah, amnesia, and, like, maybe he's somewhere else, and he doesn't know where he is, and he doesn't remember us, or, you know, or we were like, oh, he's probably just, you know, on a trip somewhere he didn't tell us about, and, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
we would make up these stories to just try and believe that, you know, he's not gone.
All right, and now, does that mean you did not see a body?
No, we never had a recovery.
Mm-hmm. And no body parts or anything?
Nothing.
Any helmet or anything?
Nothing.
Wow, that's
and like you said,
it's almost
difficult because how does a 25-year-old guy in the prime of his life, in the prime of his health, die
mm-hmm.
and vanish? I mean, how does it happen? You just can't even believe it could happen.
It's almost like, and I think my dad was the one who said that he wanted to look at it this way, that, you know, he went there and then there was no trace of him being there. It was almost
mm-hmm.
like, and I think my dad was the one who said it, that he just likes to think that maybe God just came and just picked him up and...
Mm-hmm.
you know, and brought him to heaven, but
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, it is hard because, you know, like I said, we know he was down there, but there's nothing to prove that he was down there,
right.
you know, it's almost like they weren't.
Yeah, difficult.
You know,
it's time for us to come on break, and we're talking to Lauren and Carrie Kiefer about their brother Michael, who was murdered in the 9/11 attacks. And this is your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley, with my co-host, Dr. Heidi Horsley. You can email us through our website, healingthegrievingheart.org. You can also listen to these shows on Compassionate Friends website, as well as our website, healingthegrievingheart.org. And you can listen to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're archived on those sites. We're now on land radio, and you can go on our website to find out what areas we are located in. You can also download the show on iPod, and the show is live today. You can call in. Our number is 1-866-472-5792. I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley, with my co-host, Dr. Heidi Horsley. Please stay tuned for more.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Dr. Gloria Horsley. LibraryofLife.org is a proud sponsor of Healing the Grieving Heart. An everlasting memorial website created at LibraryofLife.org is a permanent place to cherish and share your loved one's life through photographs, personal stories, poems, music, video, and heartfelt reflections. LibraryofLife.org helps thousands of families connect to a community of people who are dealing with a similar loss. I, too, have created a beautiful website for my son, Scott, and know that the process is simple and can be tremendously healing. Visit LibraryofLife.org today to find out more.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough.
Did you know your child's asthma attacks can be triggered by things like shower curtains, a blanket, even a teddy bear?
I feel like I'm choking.
And there are many other things in your home and your child's classroom you may not know about. For the latest information, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Help prevent your child's asthma attacks and avoid the emergency room. Call toll-free 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Or visit www.noattacks.org.
I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. You know me for Chicken Soup of the Soul, the 1 Minute Millionaire, and Cracking the Millionaire Code. And what I want you to know is that if you want to have rip-roaringly good health, listen to Health Crusades by my friend John Farley.
Tune in to Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffer the loss of a loved one.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I am your co-host, Dr. Heidi, with my mom and host, Dr. Gloria. Our topic today is The World Lost a Hero, We Lost Our Brother, Sibling Survivors of September 11th. And our guests are Lauren and Carrie Kiefer. Lauren and Carrie's brother, firefighter Michael Vernon Kiefer, was murdered at the age of 25 in the September 11th World Trade Center attacks. Michael was dedicated, motivated, and eager to be the best at everything he did. It was this determination that made Michael not just one of New York's bravest, but the best big brother any sister could ever ask for. Welcome back to the show, Lauren, Carrie, and Gloria.
Hi. Thank you.
Thanks, Hyde. Well, Lauren and Carrie, as I said when we went to break, it's so great to have you on the show and hear those sibling voices. And I have received the book that you've done of your brother. It is absolutely fabulous. It says Michael Kiefer, FDNY firefighter. And there's a picture of Michael sitting at the beach.
His lifeguard shirt.
The lifeguard with a whistle in his mouth. And what a handsome guy. And pictures of you guys, what beautiful girls you are. And what, and your family, your parents, and his fiance. And, Heidi, I think maybe we ought to do a show on fiancés someday, or significant others, too.
because that's quite a story in and of itself, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And what I love about this book is that Michael wrote such amazing letters to you both, and to your parents, and a lot of them have been saved, and they're in the book, and it's, you know, I felt like I really knew who, I knew who Michael was after I read this. It's not just a photo album.
No.
I felt like I knew who he was.
Yes, an amazing number of pictures, and it's really wonderful, and I have to say that oftentimes when I have people on the show, you really hold the people they've lost in your heart when you see these things. They really become part of our family, don't they, Heidi?
Absolutely, and I just feel the love that Michael had for you, for your family, and that you had for him way before he died. I mean, the love is so obvious in this book.
And we even go to grandparents in it, and babies are in here. And I mean, it's just an amazing book. And what I was suggesting when we were on break, I was suggesting to Lauren and Carrie that they might want to look into Library of Life, who's one of our sponsors, and put this book, these pictures from this book, and all these wonderful things that are written here on the Internet so everybody can have access to it through Library of Life. They can do that for only $50 for a lifetime. So you guys might want to think about doing that.
Yes, we definitely will.
But it's a wonderful book, and they may have a few copies that they part with if you want to email us through our website, healingthegrievingheart.org.
Well, I also love that the family carries the book around.
Yeah.
You guys can speak to this, and if you know, Michael's name comes up or if someone's talking about him, you give them one of these memory books, mm-hmm. which is such an amazing continuing bond and an amazing way to say this is who he was, this is who he is in our lives, and he'll always be part of our lives.
This is who we are as siblings.
Right.
And
exactly.
He's one of us.
Right.
Yeah, really wonderful. Well, I wanted to ask you how your friends have reacted to the loss of Michael.
Well, you know what?
And who kind of
this
identify yourself for our audience.
I'm sorry, this is Lauren.
Oh, great, thanks.
You know, you either if through something like this, you really find out who your true friends are.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally definitely have. There were a lot, you know, a few friends that I thought, you know, that I've known forever, my entire life, and, you know, I was in their wedding and they were in mine, and, you know, you always think that they're going to be there for you, but I haven't spoken to them in maybe like 4 years, and
mm-hmm.
it's tough, you know, and I understand that people may not, you know, understand what to say to somebody or, you know, in my position or whatever, but you know what? The best thing sometimes is just to pick up the phone and just say, how you doing? Or, you know, I just wanted to let you know that I was thinking of you today, you know, if you're not
up
to talking. But
What about our folks out there that are like you, that they've lost a sibling in the last couple of years? How can they deal with the pain of their friends not getting in touch with them, just to know that it may happen? And do you have any advice or thoughts for them about it?
Just this is Carrie. Just be open to the fact that, you know, don't think that people who were there for you for everything else in your life are going to be there for this, because, you know, it's not. And, you know, that may be an upsetment to them at first, but don't even waste your energy on it. If, you know, then they're not your true friends, and just to move on, you know, away from them and, you know, just build your life without them.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, this is Lauren, you are going to lose friends through something like this. I mean, it's sad to think about, and it's horrible to say, but you are. And, I mean, but I know, even through, you know, losing a few friends here and there, but we also have a wonderful support, you know, friends of our family. Our Aunt April and her family are just absolutely wonderful to us, and that completely makes up for, you know, for anybody else who might have said the wrong thing or hasn't been there or, you know, is never going to be there. So sometimes all it takes is just that one person to make up for everything.
So I think what you're saying to our folks out there is it's not about you. It's
right.
About them.
Right. Yeah.
And them not knowing what to say or do. You know, I had one friend that said, Heidi, I have no idea what to say or what to do. And that was enough for me.
Exactly.
I'm like, thank you. What do you say? I mean, there's nothing to say. It's horrific. It shouldn't have happened. It's horrible. You know, there's not, just to say that comforted me. That was enough.
Right. And don't feel that you have to go out of your way for them. I thought that in the beginning, too, like, oh, maybe I should do this. And you know what? This is your time to be selfish, because
mm-hmm.
you're the one that's going through this horrible tragedy. And if ever a time in your life there's a time to be selfish, it's now,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
you know, I had another question for both of you. A lot of parents are listening right now that want to help their kids through this process, kids that have lost a brother or sister. What advice would you have for parents in helping their children get through this?
This is Lauren. I just think that the parents have to, as much, I know, you know, the parents are going through their own grief, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what my parents are going through, but sometimes, you know, you have to realize that your kids are going through a double loss because they did lose their sibling, and in a way, they really did lose their parents, and we are the forgotten mourners and things mm-hmm. like that, and they just need to know that maybe take time out and just to check in with them and say, you know, are you all right? Do you need to talk about something? Is everything okay? Just check in with them. As hard as it may be because they are going through their own grief, but you do still need to check in with your kids and make sure, reassure them that you are still there for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I know one of the things that I've heard people talk about, or kids talk about when we've done sibling things, is that their parents are too afraid to have them go anywhere. You know, at first, they're too controlling. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Mother, I think we might have to pick this up after the break.
Okay. So it sounds like we're coming up on break. Heidi and I are doing a slightly new time clock. So we're coming up on break. I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley. Please stay tuned to hear more from the Kiefer sisters about the death of their brother, Michael. You can email us through our website, healingthegrievingheart.org, and these shows are archived on our website as well as the Compassionate Friends website. Please stay tuned to hear more.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Dr. Gloria Horsley. LibraryofLife.org is a proud sponsor of Healing the Grieving Heart. An everlasting memorial website created at LibraryofLife.org is a permanent place to cherish and share your loved one's life through photographs, personal stories, poems, music, video, and heartfelt reflections. LibraryofLife.org helps thousands of families connect to a community of people who are dealing with a similar loss. I, too, have created a beautiful website for my son, Scott, and know that the process is simple and can be tremendously healing. Visit LibraryofLife.org today to find out more.
Valium, Xanax, alcohol, OxyContin, Percocet, Vicodin. Self-medicating by whatever means can lead to addiction. On Curing Addiction with Dr. Rick, noted addiction specialist and anesthesiologist, Dr. Rick Spinagel reveals the scientifically proven basis for successfully treating addictions by getting to the root of the cause of the chemical dependency. Topics ranging from brain chemistry and ADHD to anxiety, depression, guilt, and healing, Dr. Spinagel shares his years of experience to educate, inform, and uncover the truth behind addiction. Curing Addiction with Dr. Rick broadcasts each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Curing Addiction with Dr. Rick. Safe, compassionate, and scientific information.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffer the loss of a loved one.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I am your co-host, Dr. Heidi, with my mom and host, Dr. Gloria. Our topic today is The World Lost a Hero, We Lost Our Brother, Sibling Survivors of September 11th. And our guests are Lauren and Carrie Kiefer. Lauren and Carrie's brother, firefighter Michael Vernon Kiefer, was murdered at the age of 25 in the September 11th World Trade Center attacks. Michael was dedicated, motivated, and eager to be the best at everything he did. It was this determination that made Michael not just one of New York's bravest, but the best big brother any sister could ever ask for. Welcome back to the show, Lauren, Carrie, and Gloria.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hyde. It's great to be on the show. And it's, again, wonderful to have two siblings on the show together, three with Heidi. And this is kind of becoming a family event, I think, because we've got a caller on. I believe it's the Kiefer's mom. And we'll take her call. And then when we get through with that, we want to talk to Lauren and Carrie about how they've honored Michael. Hi. Is
Patricia?
Patricia there?
Yes, this is Patricia Kiefer. I am the proud mother of Michael Kiefer and Lauren and Carrie Kiefer.
Welcome to the show, Patricia.
Yeah, thank you. I know I'm usually sticking my nose where it shouldn't be, but I just needed to call and let everybody know how so very proud I am, myself and my husband, of the beautiful daughters that we have and how they have honored their brother. They know how much their brother loves them and always will be with them. And I'm just going to do this and say, Lauren and Carrie, your dad and mom are so proud of you, and we love you very much. And that's really all I wanted to say.
Patricia, thank you so much.
That's wonderful.
Okay? It's great. Thank you for calling in. It's wonderful.
That's what the other kids need every once in a while.
That's it. What your mother just did is what we need.
Yeah, they get yelled at a lot, too, but that's okay. From our hearts, I want them to know that their parents and their brother are so proud of how they've handled everything. Mm-hmm. And I know that the pain that they're feeling has got to be just as bad as ours. And I'm sorry for that to my girls, and I pray that they'll have some happiness in their lives someday. Okay?
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, because that is what siblings need to hear, that our pain is just as bad and just as hard. We've lost a brother, and it's horrible.
I know that. I mean, I've never walked in those shoes, but I know how close my children were, and it, a piece of their heart went when their brother was gone. And I'm so sorry, and I really wish I could fix it for them, but as we all know through grief, nobody can fix it. It's just that hard, hard road that we all walk every day. And it's a day at a time, a minute at a time. And I won't cut in anymore.
Well, Patricia, thank you for calling in. And as a bereaved mom, I'll have to say this, and I think it probably happens to you. Don't you see Michael in their faces sometimes?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, and
oh,
it's such
yes,
a thrill.
And I know how much, like I say, if there's any truth to what we all want to believe, I know he's with them every moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give them a little crack when they're doing things they shouldn't, and he's so proud of them when they do what they should.
Well, thank you so much. And have a good day.
Thank you.
Lauren and Carrie, we wanted to talk to you about how you've honored your brother and what you've done to remember him.
Yes. Since September 11th.
And who have we got talking
this
now?
Is Carrie.
Carrie, okay.
Since September 11th, basically, you know, this is our new life that we were dealt, and, you know, we have to basically what I do, and I'm sure Lauren also, you know, my life now is how can I honor my brother? How can I honor my brother? So what I've done is, you know, we have a walk-a-thon in June that we put together in honor of him. We also have a dinner dance fundraiser in honor of him in October, and all that money goes to a burn center that was set up in his name, a fund that helps burn victims. And also, on a personal note, I've, you know, finished all my college in honor of him. I got my associate's degree in honor of him, my bachelor's degree, and I'm now going for my master's degree in honor of my brother. And, you know, that's all thanks to him that I'm able to do that. And, you know, and everything that I do now is in honor of him, because I feel like if it's not, if I'm not honoring him, there's no point in doing it. You know, I had no will to finish school, so I had to think of a way that I would be able to, you know, have my mind in it and, you know, and be able to do it. And the only way was to say, okay, this is in honor of him. I'm doing it for him.
And so pushing, using the positive energy to move you into directions. Wonderful.
Right.
And Lauren, what about you?
Basically the same as Carrie. You know, we work, we do the walk-a-thon together as a family, and his dinner dance, and we put the book together as a family. And the book is, I think, one of the best things that we've done because it is Michael. It's him. It's
wonderful.
His essence. It's his, you know, we wouldn't have been able to do that if Michael wasn't the type of person that he is because it was easily put together.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And you spoke to my graduate students at Columbia and let them know, okay, these are the issues that are unique to sibling loss, and these are the ways that you can help bereaved siblings in your practice.
And even things like this, talking on your radio show and talking mm-hmm. to your students, those are the ways we honor him, too, because I know I've said this to Heidi, that if I could talk about him for a living for the rest of my life, I'd be happy because, I would know that people aren't forgetting him and things like that. So.
And that's what people have to realize. We like talking about our brothers.
Yes. Right.
It's the way that they died that we get tired of. If someone came up to me and said, tell me all about Scott, what was he like when he was living, you can talk about that forever. That makes us feel good.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'll start by saying that, Michael,
it's almost time for our show to close, and I'm going to ask you guys a really quick thing. We've got some newly bereaved people out there, siblings. Do you have one piece of advice from each of you that you could give them?
Yes, just to always honor their brother, to never have people to forget their brother, and to just remember that, there are people that aren't going to understand, and you just need to, wipe those people out of your life, and if they have negative comments, just to walk away from the situation.
Take care of yourself. Yeah. Great.
Just take it one day at a time. Unfortunately, I'm not going to lie, it's going to get harder.
Mm-hmm.
As I think especially for younger siblings, because you're going to go through so much in life that your siblings should be there for, and now
mm-hmm.
they're not. Just take
well,
it one day at a time and take care of yourself.
Good. Lauren and Carrie, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
On the show
thank
and,
you.
And representing such a wonderful sibling voice. You're great gals, and we are sorry for all the trauma you've had. Next week on our show, we're going to have as a topic forgiveness, and our guest is going to be Dr. Mishlav Volf, director of the Yale Center for Faith and Culture, and a Henry B. Wright, professor of theology at Yale Divinity School. Dr. Volf is going to explore with us the immeasurable blessings of living a life of generosity of the Spirit and ready forgiveness. This show is archived on our website, healingthegrievingheart.org, as well as Compassionate Friends website. It can also be heard on selected radio stations. This is Dr. Gloria Horsley and
Dr. Heidi Horsley. Until next week, thank you again, Lauren and Carrie. Michael will never be forgotten.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on Healing the Grieving Heart. Join us again next Thursday at the same time on Voice America Health and Wellness.